Welcome to Purple Pride Radio, a podcast for kids by kids. Here at White Lake Elementary and White Lake, South Dakota, third graders study communities and social studies. And we've put together a podcast for you to share some information about the community in which we live. I'm Kia, and I'll be your host as we share our podcast with you. Where in the world is White Lake? Pretend you are an astronaut on the NASA space shuttle. If you look at the planet Earth from space, what would you see? Clouds, land, water. What would you need to know to find your landing site on Earth? In this podcast, you will learn about some geography terms, such as hemispheres, continents, countries, and states. Once you learn these terms, you can use maps to find any place on Earth and especially our small community of White Lake. In our first segment, Corey will tell you about the planet Earth. Take it away, Corey!
Thanks, Kia. Earth looks big outside your window. Remember that you are an astronaut in space. How would you describe the shape of Earth? What else has that shape? A ball? Another word for this shape is sphere. If you cut a sphere in half, you would get two hemispheres. Hemisphere means half a sphere. You can divide a sphere in half around the middle. Imagine a line running around the middle of Earth like a belt that goes around your waist. We call that line the equator. It divides Earth into the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. White Lake is located in the northern hemisphere. You can also divide a sphere in half from top to bottom. Imagine a line starting at the top of the Earth and running around the bottom and back up to the top. We call the line the prime meridian. It divides the Earth into the western hemisphere and the eastern hemisphere. White Lake is located in the western hemisphere. That's it for me. I'm Corey, and this has been The Planet Earth.
Thank you, Corey. We now know that White Lake is located in the northern hemisphere and the western hemisphere of the planet Earth. Carly will narrow down the location of our community with her segment, The Continent of North America.
Thank you, Kia. From space, you can see that most of Earth is covered with water. The largest bodies of water are called oceans. There are four oceans on Earth. They are called the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and the Arctic Ocean. The four oceans wrap around large bodies of land. These areas of land are called continents. There are seven continents on Earth. They are called Africa, Asia, Antarctica, Australia, Europe, North America, and South America. Asia is the largest continent. Australia is the smallest. We live on the continent of North America. I'm Carly, and this has been The Continent of North America.
Thank you, Carly. In our next segment, Trajan will tell us about our country as the space shuttle is heading for the continent of North America.
Thanks, Kia. Yes, we're headed right for the middle of North America. Most continents are made up of many countries. Each country has its own government. Some countries, such as Canada, United States, are very large. Other countries, such as Cuba and El Salvador, are much smaller.
How can we tell where one country ends and the other begins? On a map, we see lines drawn around each country. These lines show a country's border. Mountains, rivers, and oceans can sometimes be borders. Each country has its own government. Most people in a country speak the same language. They often celebrate the same holidays.
White Lake is located in the country of the United States of America, which is right in the middle of the continent North America. The country of Canada borders the United States to the north, and the country of Mexico is to the south. I'm Trajan, and back to our host.
Thanks, Trajan. The space shuttle is zooming in on the United States. This is a big country. How will you find your landing spot? In our next segment on South Dakota, Tyler will help us zoom in closer to our community of White Lake.
Thanks, Kia. Most large countries are divided into lots of smaller parts. In the United States of America, these smaller parts are called states. The states of the United States show how the country grew. First, there were only 13 states. They were on the eastern coast of the country. Then people started moving west. They formed more states. Now there are 50 states in the United States of America. The state of South Dakota is located in the north central part of the United States. That's it for me. I'm Tyler, and this has been Where in the United States is South Dakota?
Thank you, Tyler. We're getting closer. Somewhere in the state of South Dakota is your landing spot. NASA will tell you how to find it. But first, you must learn how to find your way around in a state. Travis will help us do that in the next segment. Our community of White Lake.
Thank you, Kia. States are made up of many communities. Communities are places where people live, work, and play. Some communities have lots of buildings and people. We call them cities. New York and Los Angeles are cities. Other communities are smaller. We call them towns. White Lake is a small town in the south central South Dakota. I'm Travis, and this has been Communities, Cities, and Towns. Now back to your host.
Thanks, Travis. Congratulations. Your landing was a success. Now you will be able to learn more about our community of White Lake, South Dakota. In our next segment, Olivia will tell you a little about the geography of South Dakota.
Thanks, Kia. What is geography? Geography is more than just maps. It's also about the weather and what the land looks like nearby. Things in nature, such as trees and water, are part of geography, too. Look out a window. What do you see? Tall mountains or flat plains? A large lake or a river? These are all parts of physical geography of a community. South Dakota is a state in north-central United States. It is roughly rectangular in the shape and occupies more than 77,000 square miles of the prairies and plains that lie between the Great Lakes and the Rockies. Along its borders are six states, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota. Across the middle of the state flows a broad Missouri River, in which divides the state into two parts called East River and West River by South Dakotans. The geographical center of the United States is in Butte County, South Dakota, near the Montana and Wyoming borders. South Dakota is also the land of the Black Hills, where Wild Bill Hickok, Calamity Jane, Deadwood Dick, and other legendary characters were part of a wild gold rush era that began in the 1870s. The Black Hills region, and probably the entire state, is best known for Mount Rushmore, a national monument where the faces of President Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Theodore Roosevelt have been carved into the side of a granite mountain. The faces are 60 feet high. It took 14 years to carve them. South Dakota has some of the earliest geological history on the continent of North America. In the rock formations of the Black Hills and the Badlands, the Missouri River cuts through the center of the state. To the west of the Missouri River, the land consists of deep canyons and rolling plains. To the east of the river, the low hills and lakes formed by glaciers. The land here is fertile, so many farms are located here. This area is referred to as the Drift Prairie. This is the area where the community of White Lake is located. The dissected till plains lie in the southeastern corner of the state and consist of rolling hills across by streams. I'm Olivia, and this has been the geography of South Dakota.
Thank you, Olivia. Climate is also part of geography. Climate describes the weather in a place. Some places are warm and sunny. Other places can be cold and snowy. It rains a lot in some communities, and other, it almost never rains. In most places, the climate is different in the summer and winter. Now Dylan will tell you about the climate of South Dakota.
Thanks, Kia. South Dakota has a continental climate with hot summers and harsh winters. The average annual temperature varies from 41 degrees Fahrenheit in the northeast and 49 degrees Fahrenheit in the southwest. The recorded temperature has ranged from 58 degrees Fahrenheit below zero in 1936 to 120 degrees Fahrenheit also in 1936. The eastern half of the state is fairly humid, but it's mostly semi-arid in the west. Annual precipitation averages 25 inches in the southeast and decreases to 14.5 inches in the northwest. Three-fourths of the precipitation comes in the warm half of the year. The average annual snowfall in South Dakota is light, but blizzards are frequently in winter. That's it for me. Now back to our host.
Thanks, Dylan. Now for a little about the history of White Lake. In our next segment, Chandler will tell us about why our community was built and how it got its name.
Thank you, Kia. As the railroad pushed its way west, it built depots or sidings along the way. White Lake was such a stopping place in the year 1881. Named Siding 36 because it was 36 miles from Mitchell. Many people were willing to seek new life and adventure in Dakota Territory. One of the first pioneers to settle in White Lake was John Hanton, who platted the town. In 1881, the name Siding 36 was changed to Windsor, and in 1882, the name was changed to Yorktown. There was talk about naming the town Hantonville, but Mr. Hanton suggested the name White Lake for the big lake north of town. During the early years of settlement, the lake was full and the reflection of the sun caused it to glisten and appear white. If the town had been named for the original Dakota Indian name for the lake, it would have been called Foot Race Round, according to a story passed down to Sam Big Eagle of the Crow Creek Reservation. A number of young Indians in a party camped on the shore of the lake in the early 1800s and ran a foot race around and around the lake all day. This gave the lake its first Indian name. Thanks for listening. I'm Chandler, and this has been How White Lake Got Its Name.
Thanks, Chandler. Now in our next segment, Zach and Amanda will continue to tell some of the early history of White Lake.
Thanks, Kia. By the fall of 1882, many businesses has taken shape, including house builders, a butcher, a grocery and dry goods store, a boarding house, a hardware store, a lumber yard, a real estate agency, and construction began on a furniture store. There were doctors and druggists and a cozy shop. At the same time the town was developing, so was the land surrounding White Lake. Home seekers arrived on every train, and what a job waiting them when they arrived. No shelter for living, no comforts, few necessities, and a rock-hard prairie to try to grow crops. The first thing they had to do was to plow a fire guard around their farm to get some black soil and kill the grass. Some farmers also used the sod to build a home or as outside insulation for their farm building.
Thanks, Zach. The town continued to grow with new businesses in 1882 and 1883. A new store was built on the east side of Main Street. This is the store now owned by the Ehlers family. Other new businesses included a medical practice, a lumber yard, a hotel, a new bank, a well-digging business, a restaurant, a soda fountain, a tailor shop, two newspapers, a grain elevator, and three saloons. By August of 1887, White Lake School had 70 students enrolled. Two tragedies happened toward the end of the 1800s, a blizzard of 1888 and the Big Prairie Fire of 1889. These tragedies caused many losses in lives, and hundreds of cattle, horses, sheep, homes, and farm buildings. Thanks for listening. I'm Amanda, and this has been the early history of White Lake.
Thanks, Zach and Amanda. In our last segment, Alex will fast forward to the present and tell about White Lake today.
Thank you, Kia. Today there are over 100 businesses and a little over 400 residents in White Lake. Our kindergarten through 12th grade school has been receiving many awards, including being named a Blue Ribbon School in 2006. That means that it is one of the 250 best schools in the nation. It was also named by U.S. News and World Report in 2008 as one of the top 400 schools in the nation out of 21,000 schools evaluated. Our school has been successful in sports as well as academics. We have had many individual athletes and team plays at the state tournament in track, basketball, and wrestling over the years. We are also the 2001 and 2002 state boys track champions and the class 9A 1996 and 9AA 2002 football state champions. I'm Alex, and this has been White Lake Today.
It is time for our 8th Purple Pride podcast to end. The community of White Lake has survived over 125 years. We hope that this podcast has helped you to learn a little about our small community of White Lake, its geography, and its history. The example of the pioneers who first settled here will continue to inspire commitment and hope to those who have come after. Thank you for listening to our Where in the World is White Lake podcast on Purple Pride Radio.